Radiotopia.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX and Radiotopia, I'm Dave, and this is Mortified. So it's been a strange and intense week here in America, and like everyone, we too have been looking for anything, really, to just help us calm the heck down. But of course, we also knew that we had to put out a new episode this week. So Neil Hadley and I got to talking, and we decided to do something different. And we set out on a mission to make an episode that's as calming as possible. The result? A completely ridiculous experiment that asks, can melodramatic teenage diaries actually be as soothing as your favorite mindfulness guru? Come on, I know you have one. And with that, consider this your very first Mortified meditation. Hello, Mortified listeners. These are the soothing sounds of childhood diaries. Float back in time and reconnect to a world that was simpler. From the journals of Abby on the future, March 13th, 1991. When I grow up, I want to sell chocolate-covered pretzels. I think my business will be good. Why? Because a lot of people like chocolate-covered pretzels. From the journals of Anne, April. Sorry I haven't written in a long time, but I've been in the process of moving on. I want to tell you what happened the other day. I was walking home from school, and Laura said, "Look at that awesome guy." And I said, "That's Don." Anyways, to make a long story short, I walked home with him, and he is so sweet. I can't believe it. Please, God, when I'm walking home from school tomorrow, please let me walk with Josh, scratched out, Don, because I have to talk to him. Please, God. P.S. I'm mostly over Steve, but I've found the person I need. Josh. Or Don. From the journals of Retta, December 2nd. Today, Dennis and I got somewhat close. We held hands, and he apologized for almost breaking my knee. I actually cried. Can you believe it? December 10th. Dennis touched my butt, and I keep getting chills thinking about it. From the journals of Abby, January 1st, 1991. My New Year's resolution is to be more popular in third grade. January 17th. I wish Dr. Martin Luther King were here at this time. I wish he were president. If Dr. King were here, I wouldn't be afraid of thunder. Gosh, am I a scaredy cat? from the Journals of Colleen. Friday, I'd been at Denise A's overnight, and that day, we went to Great Adventure Theme Park. Two guys tried to pick us up, real geekaroos. Well, one was okay, but the scuzz, Carl, was a show-off, and he tried to start a conversation with us by commenting on my Bon Jovi shirt. He said, "Bon Jovi stinks." Lies. I turned around and glanced at his Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt, and I said, "Ozzy sucks." His cousin, Mike, said, "I agree. Ozzy does suck. And Bon Jovi's cool." I thanked him, and Denise and I went on the Ferris wheel. From the Notebook of Eric, a poem about feeling betrayed by a friend. Who are you? Who are you? I don't know anymore. I never knew. You can't use me anymore. I've taken off my blinders. I'm not your horse anymore. Yes, these words are sharp, jagged, razored, and hurt. They better. You told someone I was fake. Get a highlighter and highlight this. You are fake. From the Journals of Abby, on History. May 10th. I think the medieval times were very good. They had singers, magicians, jugglers, jesters, puppeteers, acrobats, dancers, queens, kings, princesses, and princes. Not to mention mummies. From the Journals of Carolyn. December 29th. We just watched a heart-wrenchingly sad movie called Day of the Dolphins, starring George C. Scott. At the end, the two dolphins, who could speak, were let go by the scientist, George C. Scott. He had to, or they would be in danger. But as they left, Alpha and Beta were calling,
"Pa!"
and
"Ma!"
I wanted to bawl like a baby, but the tears slid down my cheeks silently. So you assume the dolphins are safe at the end. Oh, I hope. From the Journals of Scott, September 18th, Yom Kippur. I was basically pretty bored until Eric came over and we watched New Jack City. I gave it an 8.5. I'm worried about school. In social psychology, we had to find one event that impacted our whole lives. I couldn't think of anything. The girl I got paired up with had her father die. In study hall, Andrew found a book that showed kangaroos and giraffes having sex from behind. From the Journals of Abby. March 19th. I really, really wish my stuffed animals would come alive. I really, really wish my cat would talk to me and not run away when I try to teach her how to talk. From the Journals of Leonard, February 17th. Life is like a Rubik's Cube. It has so many sides, so many shades, and seems impossible. October 14th. What if my life ends up like my childhood? A total zip. I should be out having fun. Instead, I'm here explaining my thoughts to myself. I'm a kid, for gosh sakes. I need a life. From the Journals of Leslie, January 29th. I have 3 earrings in my right ear. I did this myself last night, but this morning is not beautiful. I am happy with myself until I think about my life. From the Journal of Leonard. November 22nd. People often compare life to a VCR when they say they wish life had a rewind button. Personally, I'd prefer a pause button. There are moments I'd like to live in eternally, like tumbling down the mountain with Jonathan. I would love to spend the next 70 years of my life in that moment. The preceding Mortified Meditation featured excerpts from the childhood journals of Ann Jensen Smith, Abby Gross, Retta, Scott Lifton, Eric Moore, Carolyn Olmos, Leslie McLean, Colleen Kane, and Leonard Hyman. All but that final one can be found in our 2 Mortified anthologies, both of which are available in bookstores. We hope it was as soothing to listen to as it was to make.
Do you like the stories you hear on the Mortified podcast? See it live. We've got upcoming shows in cities across the country. This week, you can catch us in Baltimore and Los Angeles. This spring, you can catch events in Portland, San Francisco, Oakland, Austin, Chicago, Brooklyn, DC, and more. Get your tickets at getmortified.com.
Of course, in anxiety-inducing times, relaxation isn't for everyone. Sometimes the best remedy is hope. Simply looking forward to a better future. As a teenager, Stacy Kasdan filled the pages of her journals with her greatest hopes and dreams. Several years ago, she shared those wishes on stage at a Mortified event in Boston.
October 5th. Things to do in my life. Number 1, go to a karaoke bar and sing. Number 2, pick up some guy at a bar and have a one-night fling with him. Number 3, get incredibly drunk. Number 4, go parasailing. Number 5, go on a roller coaster. Number 6, get all dressed up, go into a room in a hotel with a party going on, and see if anyone notices I shouldn't be there. Number 7, go skinny dipping. It's okay, it's all right. Number 8, go to a strip club. Number 9, get an apartment with a huge dog and decorate it. Number 10, be a prostitute for an evening. Number 11, have a threesome with 2 guys. Number 12, strip for an audience. Not gonna happen. Number 13, star in movies. Number 14, write and publish a book. Number 15, give a guy a blowjob. Number 16, join a fraternity. Number 17, have sex in the middle of a crowded club. Number 18, sex on a trampoline. Number 19, sex on a waterbed. Number 20, sex on a roller coaster. Number 21, the spaghetti thing from Lady and the Tramp. Number 22, sex at a stranger's wedding. So that is still a work in progress.
That was Stacey Kasdan at a Mortified event in Boston. Everything shared on today's show was true, no embellishing, no exaggerating, just natural-born awkwardness. And if you enjoyed the experimental segment in the first half of the show, please get on social media and let us know. Would you enjoy more of that? We had a lot of fun making it. And speaking of wanting more, if you're wondering what to do with that holiday gift card you got, what better time to get our game? From the makers of Mortified, I Can't Believe I Did That, challenges friends to share ridiculous stories of growing up, the good, the bad, the awkward, and yes, you can even play it on Zoom. It's just like hosting a Mortified show in your living room. Learn more at getmortified.com/game. And while on our website, you can also pick up our new Mortified t-shirts, hoodies, and more, even available in kid sizes. And speaking of kids, if you are the parent of a tween or you know one, you will love our new educational podcast, Ooh, You're in Trouble. Here, kids share true stories about moments they broke a rule. The show is funded by the CPB, who are the people who made Sesame Street possible, and uses comedy to teach kids about making healthy life choices. We hope you'll check it out. For companies wishing to support our podcast while reaching kajillions of listeners with remarkable taste, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. This series is a team effort. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Hadley Dion, Neil Ketcher, and myself, Dave Nadelberg. End credit music by Snakes, Snakes, Snakes. Additional thanks to all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. This has been a Mortified Media production for Radiotopia, a network from PRX. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and with any luck, we will all one day do
the spaghetti thing from Lady and the Tramp.